Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1962. What impact does caffeine have on calcium absorption? By Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "What is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work to becoming yourself." Anna Quinlan. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What impact does caffeine have on calcium absorption? By Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. Nutrition is all about context. It's often not as simple as caffeine completely blocks calcium absorption while it is in your system. Typically, there is more nuance. How much of an impact does it have? What dosages of caffeine are required for this impact to be relevant? Does having more calcium offset this? This is a bit of a niche nutrition topic. I still think it's relevant, though. I have been a dietitian for about 5 years now, and for my first couple of years, whenever I'd be talking about calcium with a client and they mentioned that they would use milk in their coffees, I had a standard response. My typical response was something along the lines of, "Unfortunately, caffeine inhibits calcium absorption, so we probably want a decent amount of calcium to be separate from caffeine." This is because I made the assumption from what I had read or heard or learned that calcium absorption was significantly inhibited by caffeine. Around 3 years ago, I questioned that advice. After looking into research on the topic, I changed my stance a bit. Caffeine does impact calcium absorption, but is it enough to be relevant in practice? Where does this idea come from? There are a few sources that claim that caffeine inhibits calcium absorption. The main one is that there is evidence that urinary calcium excretion and intestinal calcium secretion are correlated with caffeine consumption. Therefore, you could argue that absorption is reduced based on that logic. The other aspect to consider is that epidemiological studies have shown mixed results. Often in younger people, it doesn't seem to have made much of a difference in these studies. In older individuals, there seems to be a bit of a link between higher caffeine intake and lower bone mineral density. Obviously, when talking about calcium absorption, bone mineral density is the outcome we really care about. The flaw with epidemiological studies, though, is that they do not really account for controlled variables. For example, higher caffeine intake could be linked with lower bone mineral density. But does that mean caffeine is causing that issue? As some studies have pointed out, higher caffeine intake is often linked with lower calcium intake on average, too. Although not all the research supports this, higher calcium intake is likely beneficial for bone mineral density. It's hard to identify, based on epidemiological studies, whether calcium is playing the larger role or the caffeine. How does caffeine affect calcium absorption? Caffeine-related increases in calcium excretion through urine is mostly attributed to more excretion by the kidneys. This appears to be due to the effect on adenosine receptors in the kidneys due to the caffeine. How much does caffeine impact calcium absorption? Now, this is the key question. The first study that really changed my mind on this topic revealed that the predicted calcium balance was negative 6 milligrams per day for each 170 milligram per day increase in caffeine. To break that down further, the recommended dietary intakes for calcium in Australia is 1,000 milligrams per day. For older individuals, it increases to 1,300 milligrams per day. 6 milligrams is pretty much nothing in comparison to an intake of 1,000 milligrams. 80 milligrams of caffeine is roughly the equivalent of a coffee, although caffeine content of coffee is quite variable, or 250 milliliters of an energy drink. And, therefore, 175 milligrams is roughly like just over two coffees, or 500 milliliters of an energy drink. This would mean that even at relatively high levels of caffeine intake, just under 400 milligrams, it would still only explain a decrease in calcium balance of minus 6 milligrams per day. As the reference study concluded, it would literally only take a few teaspoons of milk to offset that. This is just not an isolated study either. A follow-up study on the topic came to the same conclusion too. So caffeine does inhibit calcium absorption, just like I had learned, and used to relay to clients. But it may not matter in the slightest. The impact is so small. Not knowing that it inhibits calcium absorption would not change how you would do things at all. There is an argument that older women do not seem to compensate adequately, and that potentially their calcium balance situation would be slightly more significant. But this only seems relevant when calcium intake is below the recommended level. Practical recommendations. Consuming a sufficient amount of calcium is the starting point. The recommended dietary intakes in Australia is either 1,000 milligrams or 1,300 milligrams per day, depending on your age. Most people do not seem to consume near that amount, though. There are other factors that affect bone mineral density, such as sufficient exercise, vitamin D, vitamin K, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and other nutrients. They all help, too. Beyond that, I would not even think about doing anything special related to caffeine in terms of how it impacts calcium absorption. Previously, I used to have clients separate at least some of their calcium intake from their caffeine intake. But with the knowledge I just mentioned, it doesn't seem to matter all that much. You just listened to the post titled, "What Impact Does Caffeine Have on Calcium Absorption?" by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When it comes to interpreting research, I've always said that we need to look at the results of multiple studies, not just one study. This is because results from just one study can be misleading. There's another rule, though, that's super helpful that Aidan actually described here. Whether something is what's called clinically significant. For example, Aidan said that yes, consuming caffeine can block calcium from completely being absorbed. But he also said that the amount of calcium that's not being absorbed is really small when compared to how much we actually get each day. So chances are, most people are probably still getting enough calcium in their diets each day, even if they do consume caffeine. But as Aidan mentioned, there are exceptions to this. For example, if someone doesn't meet the recommended calcium intakes each day, then consuming caffeine on top of the fact that they're not getting enough calcium means they're getting even less calcium. But if we're getting enough calcium, then we may not need to stress about that daily cup or few of coffee or tea blocking the calcium we consume from being absorbed. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.